This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. When North Carolina Senator John Edwards was seeking the Democratic presidential nomination this winter, he faced a persistent question.
Do you have any interest in being the vice presidential nominee? And specifically, would you accept it if offered?
I'm absolutely not interested in being vice president. No, the answer to that question is no.
But Edwards seems to have changed his mind since December when he gave that interview on Fox News Sunday. Indeed, some observers say it looks like he's lobbying to be John Kerry's running mate, as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Though he ended his bid for the White House in March, John Edwards remains in campaign mode. This month, he's traveled to four states, and he's planned trips to three more. Each place he goes, Edwards delivers a political speech that proves he still has presidential politics on his mind.
Thank you all so much. What an honor and privilege it is for me to be back in the great state of Ohio, ground zero for the next presidential election, right?
At a Democratic Party dinner in Columbus, Edwards' speech was similar to the ones he gave during his campaign. He mixed a populist economic message with sharp criticism of President Bush. Edwards continues to promote himself as an agent of change, but he also now goes out of his way to praise former opponent John Kerry.
Here's a man that will lift up the American people and give them exactly what they're hungry for: hope, optimism, a belief that in this America everything is still possible, and we're going to make him the next president of the United States.
Despite his unsuccessful primary campaign, Edwards is among the Democrats' most popular speakers and fundraisers. In Columbus, hundreds of people paid up to $1,000 apiece to see him, and local politicians lined up to be seen with him. Even TV host Jerry Springer, who's thinking of running for governor of Ohio, tried to get close to the senator. As Edwards stars in events like this, he builds support for a possible vice presidential run. Party activist Jan Schwartz is among those who wants to see him on the ticket.
He has really touched Ohio. In fact, I just shook his hand moments ago. He's the most warm-hearted individual, and I think that his capacity to love is so enormous that even though he maybe has met 2 or 3 million people and shaken that many hands, I think that his heart still expands, and you feel it.
Publicly, Edwards downplays his vice presidential ambitions. He says he's traveling the country to promote Kerry, not himself, and Edwards won't speculate about the number two job.
Senator Kerry has said he wants to keep that whole decision-making process confidential, and I think that this is a very personal decision that's important for the country and the Democratic Party, and it should be left to Senator Kerry.
Still, it's no secret Edwards is interested in the job. He complied with the Kerry campaign's request for background information and appeared with Kerry at a recent Florida fundraiser. Some of Edwards' closest associates are talking up his vice presidential chances. North Carolina attorney Ed Turlington chaired Edwards' presidential campaign.
He is excited about the possibility of being vice president because it's a position of substance. Recent presidents have successfully used their vice presidents as partners. I believe that Senator Edwards would have substantial responsibility and help Senator Kerry lead the country. So yes, I hope he's asked, and I believe he'd accept.
Kerry has said little about his running mate search. In addition to Edwards, other names being tossed around include Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt, Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, and even Arizona Senator John McCain, a Republican. But polls suggest Edwards is the leading choice among voters, and University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says Edwards, more than any of the others, appears to be campaigning for the nomination.
This is very unusual, but it's also an unusual situation that John Edwards finds himself in. He's chosen not to run for re-election to the Senate, and so he can spend these months to make appearances across the country and to help set him up for vice president.
Sabato says even if Edwards isn't on the ticket this year, he still can benefit from appearances like the one in Ohio. The gatherings allow the senator to meet party leaders around the country, people Sabato says Edwards will need in the very likely event he seeks the White House again.
Hi, Mr. Edwards. Are you going to run for VP?
We don't know yet.
We hope.
We don't know yet. Thank you, John. Give him a help.
Thank you. Work hard, okay? We'll pound the pavement.
Thank you.
Adam Hochberg, NPR News.